Hello, my name is Anastasia. How can I help?
Well, I had received an offer from Patriots Wholesale Club about a drone, just the cost of shipping. I decided to give that a shot, and the $9 and it was $9.97 that you guys debited out of my account for that on 12/19 was fine. That's what was agreed upon. But I see activity on my account today that you're trying to debit $67.32 from my account.
What's your zip code?
27837.
Your first and last name?
Matthew Moles.
Can you verify your address?
7802 Pitt Street, Grimesland, North Carolina,
2783 7. Okay, sir. You were charged $9.97 for that drone, which is correct, and you were charged $67.32 today. I meant yesterday because you didn't call in to cancel your membership for that drone 48 hours after you signed up. Do you want to cancel?
Yeah, just cancel it all. You can keep the drone and you can give me the $9 or something back.
That drone has already been shipped, sir.
Okay. I want to cancel that. I didn't see anything on that advertisement about some sort of membership.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled. Anything else I can do for you today?
So are you putting the $67.32 back?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I didn't agree upon any membership. It was an offer for a drone for the cost of shipping. What kind of deceptive business practices is this? That do I have to call the Texas State Attorney General's office and file suit against you guys? I mean, I really don't want to have to go through all that trouble, but you know as well as I do, you're working for a scam organization. So I would appreciate you just putting the $67.32 back in my account so I don't have to go down this road.
Sir, it's already been approved and it is a valid charge. Only thing I can do is give you a 50% refund.
I never approved of any
you
membership.
Did when you got the drone. You didn't read it.
No, I didn't fucking read it.
Okay.
It said a drone for the cost of shipping. This is a con and you know damn well it is. I am going to come after your organization, and I hope you know that you will be held personally liable as well. I guess I have to go to the Texas State Attorney General's office and go ahead and file the complaint against you guys right now. This is a scam. You know it's a scam. You work for a scam organization, and you're breaking the law. Now, unless you personally want to end up going to jail because I've recorded this conversation and am actively recording it, I will find out who you are, and you will get personally charged. Now, you can debit my money back to my account, and I will block this fucking company from ever sending me an email again, or I am coming after criminal charges for the whole place, including yourself personally. I don't 50% discount my ass. I never saw a damn thing about a membership fee on there. The offer was for a drone for the cost of shipping. Now, if you put fucking words that were so small that my blind ass can't see them, then that's deceptive business practices. Now, you can get a supervisor on the phone or whatever you want to do, and you can put that money back in my account, and I will block this website and turn it into the North Carolina State and Texas's Attorney General's office, or we have to go the whole full route. But I want my 6732 back. What are you going to do?